The boy who would become Genghis Khan was born in a small encampment at the head of the Anan River in the fall of 1162, in the busy season of the year between the processing of dairy products from summer and the slaughtering of meat for winter. This was a time for gathering cedar nuts, wild onions, forest mushrooms, medicinal seeds, and wilted flowers to flavor winter soup and tea. It was the season when the herders could drink a constant supply of fermented mare's milk and enjoy the final wild strawberries and raspberries with sheep or goat yogurt. It was, in short, the best time of year. The acknowledged facts surrounding his birth are few and inauspicious. Only a short time before he was born, his mother, Olan, had been stolen from her husband by his father, the Mongol warrior Yetsuge, who already had another wife and son. Despite the considerable effort Yetsuge had expended to capture and claim his new bride, he almost immediately rode off again to raid the Tatars, a richer tribe of nomads living on the steppe with close ties to China. While her new husband was away, Olan gave birth to a son who reportedly entered life clutching a small blood clot in his right fist. Later, the presence of this blood clot was interpreted to mean the boy was destined to conquer, something viewed positively by the Mongols, but seen as a sign of his inherently barbaric nature by his enemies. We know the childhood history of Genghis Khan from a series of Mongolian manuscripts derived from the one document, The Secret History of the Mongols, written immediately after his death. It contains a genealogy and myths about the origin of his family, and combines the collected memories of eyewitnesses and participants in the key events of his life, often recalling the exact words of conversations. The Secret History presents information in a straightforward manner, with little embellishment. Later works added decorative flourishes to the story. Because any story worth telling is worth improving, the simple facts about the birth came to be embroidered with the passage of time. In some versions, the blood clot became a sacred stone, a jade seal, or a precious gem. According to the Buddhist Pearl Rosary, Genghis Khan was born with beautiful signs and with a shining red jewel in his hand. On the same day, a rainbow appeared in the sky. When Yetsuge returned from his campaign against the Tatars, he named his new son Temujin after one of the warriors he had killed. The name meant Iron Man. Yetsuge had built a reputation as a warrior willing to take chances, and he expected as much of his son. Although he was descended from a lineage of tribal Khans, he himself had not been chosen as a Khan. He owned some animals, but the secret history portrays him as a hunter and warrior more than a herder. The little that is recorded about Temujin's relationship with his father is disturbing. In a society of nomadic warriors, fathers were frequently away when their children were born, but Yetsuge's absence may not have been entirely accidental. The problem seems to have stemmed from a question of paternity. Who was Temujin's actual father? According to one 18th-century Mongolian manuscript, Olan was pregnant when she was kidnapped, thus making her first husband, Chiledu of the Merkid, his biological father. Later manuscripts, especially those written by Buddhists, gave no father's name or endowed him with supernatural origins, presenting him as the reincarnation of a Buddhist deity, but few in his clan thought of him so highly. Mongol society valued social paternity over biological ties. If a man accepted a child as his own, he would be taken as such by the tribe. Several times in Yetsuge's ancestry, the biological line of paternity had clearly been broken, but the child had nevertheless become a full member of the lineage and clan. Yet Yetsuge had chosen to reject Temujin, or to show a consistent indifference toward him. Normally, at the birth of a Mongol child, the father presented the first gift, usually a felt figure made from the wool of his sheep. But Temujin's father was far away, fighting. Another mysterious man happened to be present, a simple hunter of seemingly no importance, called Jarchikudai. Though he was certainly not Temujin's father, he played a fatherly role in the boy's childhood. Jarchikudai belonged to a small band of Uriyanhai, forest people living around the sacred mountain, Burhan Khaldun. The Uriyanhai hunted wolves, foxes, sables, ibex, deer, and forest antelopes, and, unlike the herding nomads who constructed circular felt gers, they lived in small conical tents of wood and bark,